it is Chester Missing doing his puppet podcast. I know, you're on the internet watching a ball of latex talk to you. It's not porn, but it's close. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching, but I saw that meeting with Ramaphosa and Trump, and my goodness, I've never seen a president cuck himself. When Donald Trump said, here's a video, Cupcake was like, I proper thought he was gonna... Because, listen, guys, Trump, you know, clearly will believe anything he sees, like literally anything he sees on the internet, anything. Donald Trump thinks that Ghostbusters 2 is a documentary about farm murders because the ghosts are all white. And Johan Rupert even had to stick his head up and say, no, crime, no, man, listen, no, crime affects all of us. It's not just one race. I mean, how racist are you when even Johan Rupert's going, okay, calm the hell down. And for some reason, there were two white golfers and Johan Rupert, and then Ramaphosa. It's like Ramaphosa was a BEE partner in his own freaking country. So I'm very confused. By now, anyone with a brain understands that the Afrikaner white genocide is just AfriForum's version of an SABC TV license. It's a money-making scam. One of those Afrikaner refugees, I don't know if you saw this guy, he got so upset. He left his mother behind in South Africa and a 5-bedroom house. Clearly the bond payments were pressing this guy. Someone needs to take ABSA to the Human Rights Council. So guys, you know, I don't understand how much that phone call have gone down. So, hi mom, yeah, now I'm going to America too, yeah. Yeah, I know there's a genocide, but you're going to have to stay because it's either you or the domestic worker and you don't like cleaning. So this country's nuts. It's great to be back for the second episode of the Chester Missing Real Problem podcast. There's a Chester Missing's Real Problem, and we have a fantastic guest with us today.
Just hold it there.
Sorry, he does this in everyone. He has no idea what he's doing. This is his first time doing a podcast.
And open your mouth. And
oh, my God. Thank you, God. So this is what happens when you have to create podcasts on a budget. I'm very excited that we have one of my favorite people. This is a great South African. I know. We know the Afrikaners are under attack. And today we have an actual South African documentary maker. And he made a documentary called Afrikops. Hey, Dylan, how's it going?
Hey, Chester. Great to see you, man. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. It's an honor. I've always been a fan of your work. You're here. Have you ever chatted to a puppet on the internet before?
This is probably my first time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You can start an OnlyFans account when you're done here. Who's your daddy? And thanks for coming through to Claremont to talk to us. I know the traffic's nuts in Cape Town. Listen, Dylan, I need to start slowly. Dylan Valley, are you aware that even your surname is Land?
I was not aware of that, but now I am.
Mr. Valley. Well done. You can expropriate yourself.
I should do that.
Actually. You should do that. I'm taking myself. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you. Do that again. You know so that smooth. You win. Oh, no. You get a tender every time you do that. Oh, yeah. Touch a puppet's head. Who's your daddy? He works at UCT, so we know who his daddy is. Listen. Dylan, you know, you teach kids about documentary making, and you made this amazing documentary, Afrikops. And if you don't know what's going on, Afrikaans is a very complex language, and the idea of being an Afrikaner is something that, oh no, we're the most oppressed people on earth. We had apartheid, and now we're victims. It's amazing. It feels and smells like Israel. Listen, Dylan, first of all, can you explain Afrikops? What is that?
So Afrikaans is basically the Kaap's dialect of Afrikaans. So it's basically taking Kaap's, which is like a form of Afrikaans, or like some people call it dialect, some people call it language, and then taking the word Afrikaans and make it Afrikaans. And that's what the rapper Jitsvinger came up with when we were making the film Afrikaans and the theater show that the film was based on. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just trying to follow here. So Afrikaans, you know, you say in this documentary, you point out that Afrikaans is actually the first people to speak Afrikaans are actually people of color.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can you explain? Because that's very confusing. Because every time I hear Afrikaners, they want to know it's white people that are suffering. And I find out that Afrikaans is actually a black language. It's an African language. What the hell's going on? Can you give us the basics?
Yeah, so basically this is like, it's been knowledge for a long time. Academics like Ahmad Davids wrote about this way back, and even Zaki Ahmad made a film about this, I think in the 90s. So we weren't the first to, make a project on this. But basically, like, the word Afrikaner means African, and so Afrikaans predates even the naming of it as Afrikaans. So the first written Afrikaans was in the madrasas in the Boer Kaap. The first people to call themselves Afrikaners were actually black people. They were Khoikhoi people who left the Cape Colony, and they went into through Namaqualand, Northern Cape, and like they went into Namibia and founded Windhoek. They were called the Oorlams Afrikaners.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
Yeah.
No, hang on. I think you're making up stories here. The first people, just look in the camera. Come closer. Come closer, you bastards. The first people to call themselves Afrikaners were black.
Yeah,
Oh my
that's
God.
true.
AfriForum. Go pump yourselves with a rusty windpipe. Oh my God. Hang on a second. The first people to talk Afrikaans and call themselves Afrikaners were black. That is entirely against the narrative these people are selling.
No, totally. I mean, I mean, the word Afrikaner just means African, and then when Afrikaner nationalism comes about, it's when they have this thing called the Die Genootskap van die Rechte Afrikaners, which even in the naming of that makes
I
you
don't have
realize.
no idea. It sounds like you had a throat infection. What does that mean for the
It's
people who
the
don't speak Afrikaans?
so they're saying we are the organization of the true
Oh my
Afrikaners.
God.
So the even in the naming of that, it tells you like there was probably other people already calling themselves Afrikaners, but they were kind of trying to unite the working class, white Afrikaans, this kind of Cape Creole of Dutch that was happening, which was only happening because of the mixture of languages due to slavery and indigenous languages mixing with Dutch and those people speaking it. So, yeah, they were like, we need to call ourselves the real Afrikaners, because all these people like Afrikaners, because they were trying to consolidate a new identity and break away from Europe and contest like the English, so it was all this like there's all this power play going on. So they created this new identity called Afrikaners. Yeah, which had
That's a
already been
lot.
existing.
Let's just break this down for the stupid people watching. And by stupid people, I mean John Steenhuisen. Listen, okay. So we've got this Creole language. I don't think people know what a Creole is. Let's start. Isn't Afrikaans just like the cuck Dutch? What is Afrikaans? Like, this is
Well,
Afrikaans. If you put Dutch in a blender, you'd get Afrikaans. Because I've heard that Afrikaans has like Malay words. It's got
yeah.
Khoi words. Just let's start off. It's not Dutch. It's a mix. What is a Creole? And what? Explain that for the stupid people watching. And there's this guy who watches. His name's Tarbo. He knows who he is. He's an idiot. I think he votes for Cope. Explain what Creole is and how Afrikaans became to exist as a language that's not Dutch.
Yeah, so basically Afrikaans only became a language that broke away from Dutch because the slaves, the people, enslaved people were brought from places like Indonesia and, like other parts of Africa, like Madagascar, West
Yep.
Africa to the Cape, were speaking Dutch. And so the mixture of these languages is what led to Afrikaans. That's what we call a Creole language, where there's this kind of, due to like forces like colonization, you get a mixture going. So like people are speaking this mix, and that's what how Afrikaans started, basically.
Okay, I'm understanding now. Creole does sound like a type of chip. By the way, Grant Atkinson, our camera guy and social commentator, I have no idea what time I'm at, so you're gonna have to tell me midway. I forgot to set my clock going. And the amount of cuck we can talk today is wild because this is bananas. We've just found out that Afrikaans is a black language. The first person to call themselves Afrikaans is white, and that now we've got. So
Black, black.
are there words that are coy in Afrikaans?
Yeah, like words like Aina, for example.
Aina,
Like,
I always knew it was coy. It was Aina, you stole my land. Every time
Exactly,
someone colonizes me, that's what I say. Aina. And Futsak, that must be coy.
I wonder. No, I don't think so. I
I'm
don't think
sure it
so.
is. I'm sure it's coy. It
Yeah, but
means go away, Steve Hofmeyr.
Like the Footsickers, like
The
sort of,
Futsak, yeah, there we go.
the 49ers.
Then you're the 49ers. Shame. Steve's very upset because that's all the people who bought tickets to his last show.
So there's like lots of words in like what we call official Afrikaans, so actually come from like either Khoi sources or from Indonesia. Like, whereas, like, for example, like Baiki was like Baya, Pisang. Those are all words.
Pisang. What's Pisang?
A banana.
No, but I mean, where's it from?
That's from Indonesia. That's an Indonesian.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Pisang is Indonesian. Yeah. Pisang. Sounds like you have a urinary tract infection. Oh, I've got a severe case of pisang. We're going to have a little quick Afrikaans lesson, okay? We're going to do an Afrikaans mondeling. Teach me some words.
So my favorite Afrikaans word would be mochi.
Mochi.
Do you know what that is?
Isn't that little sweet that Japanese people eat?
No.
The mochi.
A mochi. Well, that's the Japanese understanding of it. But a mochi is actually your girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Wife. Yeah.
Do you that's have a kind of... No, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm a puppet. What type of pervert do you think I am? I was dating 3 Barbie dolls.
Oh, okay. So you had 3 mochis, basically.
No, I had 3 mochis. Mochi kiki kids. Okay, teach me another word.
So you probably know this one already, but aware was like a common one.
Aware that everybody started saying. Is that? Is that?
That's okay. A Carps word.
I didn't know that.
That's a Carps word.
Did it mean hi?
It's like, it could be like hi, it could be an affirmation of like, well, that's cool. You say, well, I just got paid $1 million to do the show. Then you go, aware.
Oh, it's like a good thing. It just like, means absolutely everything.
That's
lekker. It's like halala. That's great. Because I've seen a lot of Afrikaans and just white kids are just saying it now. And I'm going, I don't know which side of the cultural appropriation street I'm on. Do you think white people should be saying awe?
I think it's okay for them to say it. As long as they know where it comes from.
I learned the Afrikaans word for an asshole the other day.
Oh, what is that?
Hey, it's Kurt Darren. I'm up! So we got this language that's mixed that was in. So slaves, enslaved people were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And then when did white people get involved? I wonder, how did it suddenly, why did white people start talking it? Because the idea of Afrikaner, if you ask Steve Hofmeyer and AfriForum, it's these white guys who invented this language. So we've worked out that's a load of crap. But then why did the white people start talking it?
They were talking it because they were in the minority in the Cape Colony. So like they were being influenced by this kind of Creole that's happening, that like this new language that's forming, or like these words that are... So it's kind of like this, they call it at the time like Kombase Dutch or like Kitchen Dutch, right?
Right, yeah.
And so more and more people started speaking this, mostly like working class white people. And then they realized that they had to standardize this thing so they could spread Christianity, that they could also be more, that the white people speaking like this way could be seen as respectable. So like you're thinking about, versus like the English, like we had this idea of high culture being English. So
you know the hello. Yeah. You know why they have that accent, hello. You know why they sound like hello, because they got all Africa's gold stuck in their freaking noses. hello. It's wild. This class thing you're talking about, okay? So you got working class Afrikaans people, Jack Parow and such, and they are now talking this like problematic Dutch, this Dutch that's got pisangs in it, and then suddenly the rich Afrikaans people go, no, okay, I don't know how rich Afrikaans spoke back then. Okay, Russian, I have no idea. I don't know. Hello, everybody. I don't know. Okay, Russian. They said, no, we can't let these poor Afrikaans people associate with these black people, because that's just going to ruin our whole game plan. Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was like a unification project. It was kind of to unify, and not unification across race or different groups, but like with poorer Afrikaans people and or like, you know, well, they, at the time they weren't Afrikaners, but poorer people like Dutch, you know, Creole people, and then the your richer people who were speaking this kind of new Kombase Dutch. So they wanted to unify this and create this new identity against the English.
You know, so to fight the English. Okay. Now, this is where I get a bit confused. Because your parents are both Afrikaans, right?
Yeah, they are both Afrikaans. Yeah.
Right. So if both your parents are Afrikaans, are you not an Afrikaner? And if so, are you not going to become a refugee?
Hey, I mean, they didn't invite me. They did not invite me. I would like to be included in this idea of what is an Afrikaner, but I'm not, because it's the Afrikaner nationalist project created this idea of Afrikaner as a white person who speaks Afrikaans.
But if race doesn't exist, right? If race is fictitious,
yeah,
other than the suffering of people who were classified as brown, Do Afrikaners actually exist?
Remember,
if you answer this wrong, you're going to go viral.
I know.
And AfriForum will be phoning you.
They don't exist in the way that...
He's saying Afrikaners don't exist. Come on. His name's Dylan Valley, at Dylan Valley. No, I'm joking. That's kind of wild. You've messed my hand up. Sorry, the guy whose hand's in my bum messed my hand up. So they don't exist in the way that we've been told they exist.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's like there's not like they don't exist in the sense that they're not intrinsically, like their bodies don't carry like some DNA that is called Afrikaner in it. It's just an idea that they presented and created this identity because politically it worked for them, right? And that's what led to also apartheid.
So a political tool, of course it led to apartheid, didn't it? Because then they went and joined. That was literally the argument for apartheid, to uplift poor white people eventually.
Yes, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow, so, that's amazing. You learn everything here on the Puppet Podcast. You could have gone and watched a real person do a podcast like Mac G, but no, that's a load of cuck. They'll just be rude about women's what's.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Okay, listen, all right. Okay, we've established. How do we win the fight to decolonize Afrikaans? How do we make sure that people remember that this is a language that isn't just for white people, and this whole scam we're being sold about the oppressed Afrikaner is a load of cuck? Must Kurt Darren change his name to Tabo Darren? Should we change Cake Bet's name to Cake for the Racism Net? How do we do this?
Yeah, no, I think it's being done already. Like, I think, you know, people are doing this by creating TV shows where people are speaking cops like openly, and normally you only see cops on TV if someone is like a gangster, and that's changing. Like, that's changing now. And so, like, you know, like, so people like, you know, rappers and poets and people like this have been doing this for a long time, you know, like people like Adam Small nowadays, like, you know, like Jitsfinger, who was in the movie that we made. So those are ways to decolonize. The thing is, like, you have huge media companies like Naspers who control the narrative around Africans as well.
Right? Bastards.
So
bastards. Apartheid's literal Popeye. Apartheid's Takalani Apartheid. Naspers. Kurs Hoyo Becker. Exactly. Yeah. How do we fight the narrative? Because eventually the people in the media industry who decide how we must remember this language, Afrikaans, they're eventually, you know, 62% of senior management in South Africa are white. So how do people of color not just get portrayed as a racist stereotype that everyone's a gangster? I mean, is the word colored still a word we should use? This is a very complex situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. But I mean, even Afrikaans, you know, as a language, was used during the struggle, like in places like UWC, to talk about stuff like black consciousness. So Afrikaans is kind of seen as this white oppressor language, but it's had like a long history of also like struggle. People like Alan Busak would hold rallies in Afrikaans, you know, and
Amandla.
So things like that. So, you know, it's like, and the word, you know, and it's very linked to like this idea of what is the colored. And that's another thing like we should unpack at some point. But that's a full other conversation. But yeah,
I think I have friends who are mixed race South Africans, what people sometimes call colored, and they sometimes, you know, there's things that all colored people just speak Afrikaans. They're all exactly the same. Seems like a dangerous area in this conversation. I know we don't have time for it today, but how do we navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, thinking about colored people, like, all speaking Afrikaans. I mean, I get that a lot where people speak Afrikaans to me. And, like, my Afrikaans sounds very English when I speak. So I'm very, like, what's the word, like, self-conscious about it. So I think the main thing is for us to not assume things about each other. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I would assume about you.
I don't know. I've got a white guy's hand in my ass. What you'd assume is that I'm a journalist at Naspers. Oh, burn!
Oh.
Burn! Oh!
Yeah,
oh, Dylan Valley said it. Oh. What are you doing, Chester? I'm looking out. Of course, Beck is going to come smack you in the face with your hand, Rupert. Okay, this has been great. Yeah. Listen, final. Yeah. Should Steve Hoffmeyer be paying royalties for the land and language that he stole?
I'm going to go with yes on that one. Yeah.
In your face, you smelly-looking cat bastard scum. Frickin' ball bag. He looks like testicles that learn how to sing. And I'm being very generous when I say you learned how to sing. We had Charlize Theron saying that there are only 44 people who speak Afrikaans, but 49 Afrikaners were sent to America, so now there's 5 extra of them. They are pumping each other. How do we speak back to the system while it's being created? Yes, we can make the documentary or two, but if you don't have the money, how do you fix it?
Yeah, I mean, well, now we have like social media, we got, you know, TikTok, things like that. So people are doing a lot of this kind of work on TikTok and that kind of thing, you know. And I think that, yeah, when Charlize Theron is saying like there's 44 people speaking Afrikaans, she's talking about like, you know, like the refugees who went to the U.S. They're talking about a kind of narrow racial group and that racial understanding of Afrikaans instead of thinking about it, like all the people speak Afrikaans. So it's like 6 out of 10 people who speak Afrikaans are black, basically.
Let me say that again. 6 out of 10 people who speak Afrikaans are black. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, AfriForum, you're going to panic when you watch this video. You guys are going to have to give it a BEE partner and he's going to have 60%. It's wild. Six out of 10 Afrikaans speakers. So can we not just start calling them Afrikaners?
Yeah, I mean, I think
Ooh,
like...
Sick!
Yeah.
Yes, we can! Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, totally. I think like the idea of, you know, what is an Afrikaner, what is... You know, these are all things that, you know, we should reimagine. Like, so you have people like even Patrick Millet, who's in the documentary, who wrote this book, The Lie of 1652, you know, about when Jan van Riebeeck landed here on our shores.
What is The Lie of 1652?
Well, that they discovered this place where people are just doing nothing and just hanging about and that kind of thing.
So what's the truth?
Well, at that time, there'd already been like a trade route established at the Cape. And you had people like, so somebody like Harry de Strandloper, which we learned about like when we were
kids. I remember that guy. And so Harry de Strandloper, and then he ran around. We don't know what he did.
Yeah. Like,
what did he do?
He was actually like an early diplomat. You know, he was like representing the people that he, you know, his tribe, which I think was the Hessequa tribe, the Khoi Khoi. And so he was basically like this early diplomat. He was already kind of doing all these things when Jan van Riebeeck came. So like there's this idea that people are just like bumbling around and they came and made
That's exactly.
Something.
They always go, but did you write anything? You were just standing around here wearing nothing. And that seems like a racist trope. Like it's almost like we had apartheid and then some racist taught us the history of the people who lived here. It's almost like that's what happened.
It's almost as if.
Because to be honest, you don't see this in the current history classes. I think that they're evading this entire section of history class when they teach it at schools. And then what happens is 10 years later, even though the ANC's had massive power to change this, then because you can blame them for not making an effort to do this. It's not like there weren't people in the ANC with the power to change this stuff. And then 10 years later, you got 50 years later, you got AfriForum going, oh no, we're so oppressed with Onstal. Onsta, and you're like, but it's not Onstal, it's that guy's Tal, and that guy you turned into a slave, so shut up.
Yeah, I mean, you put it really well. I can't.
That's right. We don't need you. Goodbye. I'm out. Thanks for coming to the podcast. I realized I'm far from this guy. I want to get closer.
So,
be quiet while I move closer. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You okay?
All right. Smells like UCT. If they teach Afrikaans at schools, they teach carps at school, can you help us with one thing, please?
Mm-hmm.
We need to cancel Mondelungs because that cuck sucks. I'm sorry, there's no situation where Mondelungs are not a crime against humanity, Dylan.
Yeah, that'll be the first thing to go.
We'll work on that. Cancel Steve Hochmeyer, then no more Mondelungs. Thank you, Dylan. You were fantastic. Thanks. Well, where can we find you on the socials?
If you just Google Dylan Valley, you'll find me. There's not a lot of us out there.
Won't we find a holiday resort? Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like somewhere you go to sit in a spa and avoid a farm murder. Where'd you go away for the weekend? Dylan Valley.
Actually, the only other Dylan Valleys out there are white kids in America.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So when you arrived,
I thought I was going to get an American white kid. I was amazed.
But you'll recognize me.
I'll find you. I love you. Thanks, man. Thank you guys are watching The Real Problem with Chester Missing. Thanks. Subscribe, share, do all the things. Rub my head against Dylan. That felt so... Oh, yeah. Oh, Steve Hoffman, you racist pustule, you hemorrhoid with a facial hair. Oh, God. Afrikaans is an African language. Futsak!